자여 궁자비하리. 자여라파마다밤 자여궁자비하리. 꽃피사나 발라바 자여기리 바라다리. 자여기리 바라다리. 꽃피사나 발라바 자여기리 바라다리. 자여기리 바라다리. 야쇼다난다나 자요 브라자자나랑자나. 자요 자요 야쇼다난다나 자요 브라자자. 야쇼다난다나 자요 브라자자나랑자나. 자요 브라자자나랑자나. 디라바나차리 자요 궁자비하리. 자요 야무나티라바나차리 자요 궁자비하리.
비슈파트 파라마한사 파리브라자 가차리 토테라샤타이 시 박티 베단타 스와미 프라부파다 키 란타라 슈마드 바가와탐 키 스마 베타 박타 브린다 키 인타이 고르 프레마난디. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Narayanam namaskritim naram chaiva narvotamam devim sarasutim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet.
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinavarhi, Text 78.
Yadakshaicharitam dhyayam Karmanya chinute sakrit Sati karmanya vidyayam Bandak karmanya natmanaha Yadakshaicharitam dhyayam Karmanya chinute sakrit Sati karmanya vidyayam Bandak karmanya natmanaha Yadakshaicharitam dhyayam Karmanya chinute sakrit Sati karmanya vidyayam Bandak karmanya natmanaha
Yada, when akshayahi, by the senses, charitan, pleasures enjoyed, dhyayan, thinking of, karmani, activities, achinute, performs asakrit always sati karmani when material affairs continue avidyayam under illusion bandaha bondage karmani in activity, anatmanaha of the material body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities.
When the living entity acts in the material field, he enjoys the senses, and while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. Purport by His Divine Grace and Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. While in the subtle body, we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification. These plans are recorded in the pool of one's mind as bija. Bija, the root of fruitive activities. In conditional life, the living entity creates a series of bodies, one after another, and this is called karma bandhana. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 3:9, yakyartha karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. If we act only for the satisfaction of Vishnu, there is no bondage due to material activity. But if we act otherwise, we become entrapped by one material activity after another. Under these circumstances, it is to be supposed that by thinking, feeling, and willing, we are creating a series of future material bodies. In the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Anadi Karama Phali Padi Bhavarnava Chale, the living entity falls into the ocean of karma bandhana as a result of past material activities. Instead of plunging oneself into the ocean of material activity, one should accept material activity only to maintain body and soul together. The rest of one's time should be devoted to engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In this way, one can attain relief from the reactions of material activity. Yadakshash charitam dihayan karmanya chinute sakrit sati karmanya vidyayam bhanda karmanya anatmanaha. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material field, he enjoys the senses, and while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karo Tivachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So good morning, everyone. Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we continue with the advice and preaching of Narada Muni to King Prachinavarhi. And in the same way that Srila Vyasadeva in previous chapters, he described the canto, in first canto, chapter 7, it is described the realization of Srila Vyasadeva after he received instruction from Narad Muni to meditate on the pastime of the Lord. Srila Vyasadeva went to practice the meditation in an appropriate place for a spiritual life, and he went into trance through meditation, and he could he did like a kind of research of what is going on with the living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the material energy. And he could see through his meditation and the mercy of the Lord that he could see three things and all and how they were related. He could see the Lord, the material energy, and he could see also the how they were affecting one another. For example, he could see material energy that was completely under the control of the Lord. Mayat tat apasrayam. Mayat akshena prakriti. The Lord is controlling the material energy. It's under his control. He's never affected with the material energy, even when he comes to this world. And then Srila Vyasadeva saw the living entity, Yayasan Mohito Jiva, that the living entity was completely bewildered by that energy, by the material energy, completely under control. And he saw, basically, why the living entity is entangled in material life, how it's affected by Atmanam Trigunatmakam, with the three gunas. The living entity is completely bewildered, thinking that she is the controller and that she is this material body, although she is para, no? Para prakriti. She is superior. The living entity is thinking that it's just a yantra, a rudra, a body made of flesh. And because of this identification, Srila Vyasadeva could see how the living entity is performing so many activities, which, because of this desire to enjoy or to become the controller, to become God, the living entity is performing activities and suffering the reaction of his activities, life after life. So he meditated on the medicine. After he did the research, trying to understand the situation of the living entity, he could see the sickness, so, like a doctor who can see, he will make a diagnostic of what sickness do you have and the cause of the sickness, and then he will tell you what medicine you should take. So the medicine that Srila Vyasadeva understood was the best for the living entity was the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam just for the benefit of all of us. And this is the same Narada Muni, practically his advice. In the next verse, Narada Muni will explain to King Prachinavarhi that the only way to stop this cycle of birth and death and be free is through devotional service, by performing devotional service. And that's the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just want to read a few scenes. So Srila Prabhupada, he was in Vrindavan, and there was it was 1976, and there was a magician who came to visit Vrindavana, Srila Prabhupada. And what happened was that he talked to Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, about what he's doing, and he wanted to make a show for the pleasure of the devotees and Srila Prabhupada. So I want to read from there, because it's connected. During massage time, the famous magician P.C. Sarkar came to see Prabhupada. He showed Prabhupada some photos and suggested that he could put on a show for the pleasure of Prabhupada and the devotees. Prabhupada agreed, and so at 4 p.m., many devotees, including the Gurukula boys, assembled in his darshan room. So now we have Prabhupada's quarter, and all the devotees assembled there, the magician, Sarkar, the Gurukula boys, and everyone ready to see the show. Srila Prabhupada sat behind his desk, and Mr. Sarkar stood to his left, facing his audience. Both were in a jolly mood, and for about 20 minutes, Mr. Sarkar demonstrated many sleight of hand tricks, making coins disappear, and then seemingly reappear from behind Prabhupada's ear. So we were a little unsure at him using Srila Prabhupada as his stooge. But Prabhupada laughed brightly, and so we also laughed along with him. So the devotees were a little nervous, because he was using Prabhupada to make all these tricks, taking the coin, hide here, and then taking out from here. So as the show ended, Srila Prabhupada grinned broadly and issued his famous visitor a challenge. So the show finished, and Prabhupada said, "Sarkarji," he made a claim, "I'm a better magician than you." So laughing, Mr. Sarkar asked Prabhupada, "Oh, how is that? You are a better magician than me." And Prabhupada said, "You can make coins disappear." Then Prabhupada said, "But can you make birth, old age, disease, and death disappear?" So he said, "No, Swamiji, I cannot." Well, with a big smile on his face, Mr. Sarkar concede defeat. "You are definitely a better magician than me." So Prabhupada, he knew the medicine for the living entity in the same way that Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva, because they are coming from the disciple succession. So this is all this chapter has been described the situation of the living entity, and also Narada Muni describing and will give the cure, the medicine, in the same way that Narada Muni. I just wanted to read the verses from the vision of Srila Vyasadeva, because these are four verses that are the original Bhagavatam as Srila Vyasadeva understood, after hearing from Narada Muni and having this realization. So first, he engaged. It is described that to have this vision, Srila Vyasadeva performed pure bhakti, pure meditation, completely fixed the mind, bhakti yogena manasi, in the Lord, samyak pranihite male, with pure heart. And then he could see the Purusha, Apashyat Purusham Purnam. He could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead that only can be seen through the Sarvavedeshu Dullabham. It's very difficult to see by all transcendentalists, but only those who have Premanjana Chulita Bhakti Lochanena, whose eyes has been, I don't know the word in English, but anointed with the love of Godhead. Then you can see. So Srila Vyasa is one of those unique living, although he's an incarnation of the Lord, but he's playing the role of a living entity, and he had that mercy. So he could see the Lord, but not only the Lord. Sometimes someone may say, I see the Lord, but he's seeing everything. He's seeing Mayam Chatat Apasaryam. He's understanding that the Lord is controlling Maya, the material energies. Maya is under the shelter of the Lord. And then he saw that he wanted to see how the living entity, what was the role of the living entity in all this, and how material energy was working. So he saw Yayasan Mohito Jiva Atmanam Trigunat Makam. He saw the living entity completely bewildered under material nature by the Trigunas. Although the living entity is completely transcendental to the Gunas, Srila Vyasa could see how the living entity is suffering, thinking himself to be a product of material nature. Like we are thought like that in thought in school. We are a product of material nature. And therefore, the living entity, thinking like that, is undergoing all the reactions of material miseries. So then, the next verse it describes the medicine. But I will read just a part of the purport of Prabhupada when he explained that Krishna, that he doesn't want the living entity to be in the material world. And he doesn't like, actually, that the living entity is suffering. It's not a joke of Krishna that he created this world and then he will put the living entity. As a matter of fact, one devotee, Satchinandana Swami, when he was a young devotee, he was having some doubt about Krishna consciousness, but so he decided to make to put all his doubt in just one question to Srila Prabhupada. And then that question was, one day he approached Prabhupada, and there was many devotees. So he took courage and approached Prabhupada, and he said, Srila Prabhupada, and why Lord Krishna create this material world where we have to suffer so much, and even to perform service is too hard because we have to struggle, no, with the material energy. It's very, very hard to overcome this material energy. So then he explained like that, that he was bewildered at what Krishna put us on this position. And Srila Prabhupada, what answer? Who knows the answer? The question was, why Krishna created this material world? And that it's like a joke because we are here suffering, and even if we want to practice devotional service, it's very hard because all the laws of material nature, body, etc. Yeah, that was the answer. Okay. Thanks. Well, just so we can awake. Okay. That's what Prabhupada said. Yeah. Now we'll take another more and then we'll see what the Prabhupada said. Yes, both of you. Right. That's Prabhupada said very, very angry. Like, not angry, but in a very grave mood and kind of screaming. He said, "You created this material world because you wanted to enjoy separate of Krishna." So, and then Satchinandana Swami, he said that after hearing that, so was very, makes a strong samskara in him, and just the next day he joined full-time the temple. Because he understood that he was feeling so bad, like actually he was trying to, he understood, I've been trying to enjoy separate of Krishna, then I created this reality for me, this illusion. So Prabhupada says in this purport, explain the feelings of the Lord regarding the living entity living in the material world. The Lord does not desire that a living entity be illusioned by external energy. The external energy is aware of this fact, but still she accepts a thankless task of keeping the forgotten soul under illusion by her bewildering influence. So even Maya is not like a happy, like, having the living entity under his control, her control. So not even the Lord. The Lord does not interfere with the task of the illusory energy because such performances of the illusory energy are also necessary for reformation of the conditioned soul. An affection, here is a nice analogy, an affection father does not like his children to be chastised by another agent, yet he puts his disobedient children under the custody of a severe man just to bring them to order. But the all-affection Almighty Father at the same time desires relief for the conditioned soul, relief from the clutches of the illusory energy. Another analogy is that the father, now with the king. The king puts the disobedient citizens within the walls of the jail, but sometimes the king, desiring the prisoner relief, personally goes there and pleads for reformation, and on his doing so, the prisoners are set free. So therefore the Lord comes. Similarly, the Supreme Lord descends from his kingdom upon the kingdom of illusory energy and personally gives relief in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein he personally suggests that although the ways of illusory energy are very stiff to overcome, one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord is set free by the order of the Supreme. So therefore, it's the desire of the Lord that we come back, to go back to Godhead, but he's forced to put this scene of the material world and makes Maya bewilder us. So slowly we can learn the lesson that we are not Krishna. We cannot be Krishna. And we are just a servant, simple servants, but we are amazing at the same time. You know, like Krishna said, the soul is amazing, and we are full of knowledge, eternity, etc. So all this infliction of all this suffering or so-called happiness we make experience is all meant to awake us to reality in different ways. Sometimes by preaching, like Narada Muni is preaching now to King Prachinavarhi. But if we don't listen, if we cannot understand by listening, then there is other ways. Then material energy will kick us out very strong. So we have to surrender, like sooner or later. When we come to the understanding we need, there should be another reality, another condition for the living entity. So the material mysteries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, are not real, actually, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Lord. So, Chakrasadvata Sankhitan, the Srila Vyasadeva, it's just a rain. No, don't get distracted. The Srila Vyasadeva then compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the medicine. Therefore, Prabhupada, he also compiled Srimad Bhagavatam into English because it's the only medicine. In the same way, Narada Muni is awakening King Prachinavarhi to bring him to the point to surrender to the Lord, to give up already his all material activities and just engage in bhakti yoga, bhakti yogena manasi. And we also are being preached all the time with the same message. Srimad Bhagavatam is all pastime of the Lord, pastime of the devotees of the Lord, to just to come to that conclusion. That we are helpless and we need the shelter of the Lord. And we also have the opportunity by the books, because there is a special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that we can also participate, although we may not be great Mahatmas like Srila Prabhupada and many others, but we can take the Mahatmas and bring them to others. Like the Mahatmas are all in these Prabhupada's books, are all the writings of the Goswamis and the writings of all the Acharyas, Srila Vyasadeva. We just pass the message, and we are confident that we are giving the proper medicine, because these books are the medicine. There is no other medicine, no other way. Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining perfectly the cause of the suffering, the remedy, and the situation of the living entity. And this is all the preaching of Narada Muni, like Prabhupada said, all the root of fruitive activities of Papam. To fruitive activities, actually, whatever is meant for sense gratification is papan. So the root is vision, the desire. And what is that desire of the living entities that is keeping the living entity creating one body after another? It's just the desire to enjoy and being served. We are giving a lecture in Monterrey, I was just explaining that we are servant of Krishna, and one person raised his hand and said, I don't like the word service, to be a servant. I prefer to say that we live with God. We are living with God, like that, but not like we are becoming servant of God. And then this is the... Everyone think like that. Like even if we come to a spiritual life, we don't want to think like, I'm not your servant. I can be your friend, but not your servant. Oh, let's go together. I can be a gopa, but I'm not a servant. Like, this cannot be the reality. It should be something else than a servant. But actually it's glorious to be a servant of Krishna. Even in the material world, when a person is an ordinary servant, he doesn't like if you're a sweeper in the street, like it's not something like people might be very proud. There's nothing wrong with that, but people are not proud. But if you may be sweeping the house of the president of US or whatever other country, you just explain, I was sweeping the White House. And they say, really? No, are you kidding me? So you get to see the the president every day. Yes. And also I got so many benefits by being there. I'm just a servant of the president, but I'm so happy. I mean, this is not, must be the reality. But just giving an example. That when you serve someone, you know that you are serving someone who is important, even the most ordinary activities become very important. So in the same way, even doing such service like washing dishes, when I go to Sankirtan, I always check, because we go to restaurants sometimes to give books, and also there are people washing there, and I say, well, this is not very nice job. But then when we do for Krishna, it's completely different, because we know for who we are doing. So then becomes all the activities become really glorious activities when are connected to Krishna, because he's the most important personality in all the creation. Also to do service for his representatives. So this desire to not be a servant is completely wrong. We are just learning to become servants of Krishna day by day, by this nice process, just teaching us. We can make mistakes sometimes because we are practicing devotional service. But if we stick to this process, sooner or later, the realization will come that we are eternal servants. Nitya Krishnera Swarupa Haya, Krishnera Nitya Das. And that should be our happiness should come from that understanding, nothing else. So is there any question or comment? Sorry if I'm very plain when I speak. Don't have much vocabulary.
A comment, and maybe your comments. If Krishna were like our boss, it probably wouldn't be fun to serve. But because we fall in love with Krishna, then it becomes a joy to serve.
Yes. Yeah, but when we love, then it's fun to serve. It's fun. If there is not love, it's not... we are forced. But anyway, we are forced to serve either way, because the Dharma of the living entity is to serve. We can serve Krishna or we serve Maya, but we are always serving somehow or other. But the illusory energy make us think that we are controlling. Just by observing oneself or observing others, we can see, you know, people even who are working very hard, as the Bhagavatam described, how the householder, materialistic householder, he's working very hard to maintain his family. Actually, he's serving his family, but he's thinking that I got my family like that. Like I'm the controller, but he's being controlled by his family members. Like Kapila Dev described, they're sucking their blood. But he's doing it willingly, because he's thinking they love me, or I love them. But it's not the reality.
I had a question about the magician. This story surprised me, because it seemed like having a magic show for the devotees would be kind of a waste of time. And that Prabhupada took it with such relish. It's a delightful story, but if someone asked me, told me that story and then said, you have to tell me whether it's true or false, I would have said it was false. So I guess there's something something here about Prabhupada I find interesting, and I'd like to understand what it is, or, you know, where is he coming from? because he's always coming from the right place. And maybe what it is I don't understand about his making that.
So you don't understand what this was happening in the ashram or the situation?
Yeah, if I were with Prabhupada and he made that decision, I'd be very surprised and wonder what's going on. So I guess that's what I'm wondering about. Just to understand, it's a delightful story and it's instructive to kind of understand Prabhupada and his depth. And that's what I'm wondering about, if you could give some explanation.
I cannot interpret Prabhupada, I just can say whatever. In Bhagavad Gita it's explained that the devotees also, the yogi also have time for recreation. But whatever Prabhupada was doing always was connected to Krishna and in the mood. We know this person was pleasing the devotees by doing this magic because we're connected with devotees and under the permission of Prabhupada, he was allowed to perform devotional service in front of the pure devotee. Also, he knew Prabhupada before. So we also have a magician in our movement. He's from Argentina. It's Manohar Prabhu. And he travels with Jaya Pataka Swami many times to Bengal. And they do like a lot of magics and people really like and they chant the holy name. Like he's hypnotizing of people. And they make them to chant holy name, but also a lot of... Everything can be engaged. Everything comes from Krishna, so everything can be engaged in Krishna consciousness when the person is Krishna conscious. So they do that. And they do in a Krishna conscious way. So people have fun. Also, because spiritual life should be also fun, like Prabhupada. Like festival, etc. But like we see in this lila, the Prabhupada, when he finished, put things in perspective. You know? He did just the lila didn't end like Prabhupada laughing, and then everyone went to his room. No, but Prabhupada, when finished, he said, "I am a better magician than you." And then he explained, you know, that "I can disappear." Birth, old age, and disease. Who can say like that? So this is actually, we may say, okay, let's bring a magician here, but then we cannot imitate Prabhupada like that. Like he's the Acharya, like he was, everyone now thought that pastime, Prabhupada watching cinema in the airplane, Charles Chaplin movie, and then the devotees also were bewildered while he's watching, like Indraduna Swami Maharaj was there, he's told that pastor. And then the devotees are like also like saying that it's proper, he teaches that this is Maya, to watch movies like that, and will distract us from the devotional service, so they were reading. They were in the airplane just reciting mantras of Bhagavad Gita, Matras, Parsas, Sukhanta, Yashito, Nasuka, Dukada, and then looking at Prabhupada, watching the Chaplin movie. So then they will come back to the Bhagavad Gita and read, but then they will see Prabhupada laughing at the movie, and then they will come back trying to show Prabhupada, no, we are fixed. There was no service, but then they just started watching the movie, I think. With Prabhupada, and then they asked Prabhupada, "What you were watching the movie? Because you teach us in this way, devotional service, that we shouldn't do participate in these activities." So very respectful. No? I think Pradyumna Prabhu was the one who asked, and Prabhupada said, "Well, just of all the comedians, Krishna is Chaplin," he said. We don't understand from that he's an incarnation. He's in the mood of seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I am the ability of man, Parusham, Nishu. So Prabhupada was in Krishna and he was laughing. He has good sense of humor and he was appreciating that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah, so thank you for the class. I had one question. People might be thinking, you know, so I created this material world by my desire to enjoy here. Anyway, I'm not having a good time, so let's finish. Okay, Krishna, finish. I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, stop, you know. Just like that, as if it were a simple thing. Because, okay, so I created it by my desire, so I don't want to do it anymore. So let it be done. I want to be done. Like that. So why is it not so simple that we can't just say, let me be done with this thing?
Yeah.
What is the difficulty?
You say, why we don't say just, Krishna, I don't want this anymore, please take me home. Like that. That's it. It should be like that,
you know.
But because we have, we can't say it in words. I want to go back home, but Krishna is not listening just the word. He's saying, no, actually, you are full of material desires. So, like a vision, we have this root. No other process except bhakti can destroy the root of vision, desire, and avidya, ignorance. We may say it, but we are still completely under control of Maya, and we like. Let me read the purport. While in the subtle body, we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification. So these plans are recorded in the spool of one mind as bija. So even you say now, whoever can say, I want to go back home, Krishna, but there is a recording machine behind and say, but you are saying this now, but you have all these recorded desires in your heart that will pop up very soon, and you have to fulfill them, first, or you have to go through, because it's your desire, you created that. So it's not so easy. There are many lives. But if we have that determination, that if we are, Prabhupada said, in 1 second we can become Krishna conscious in many, many lives. It's not a question of saying. It's a question of the subtle body have to be dissolved by devotional service. Bhagavatam explained by performing devotional service, then all these subtle desires are being dissolved, and then when we are free, anyavilasita shunyam, no even one desire, only anukulena Krishna, no favorable intention to please Krishna as the only desire, then ready to go back home. But meanwhile, we have this root of fruitive activities. In conditional life, the living entity creates a series of bodies, one after another, and this is called karma bandhana. So we're a prisoner. Prisoner doesn't have much freedom. Prisoner can say, I want to go home. I really want to go home. But say, okay, but you have to fulfill. You have a sentence of many, many years. But by the mercy of someone from the government, who may come representing the government and will give you the chance. Okay, you want to go back home? Yeah, really? Yes. So, okay, you have to do this and this and that. 64 principles. Can you follow? 4 regulative principles? 16 rounds? And then you say, I better stay a little bit more. How much? How many years my sentence? So we're prisoners. So that.
So I think you answered. I had this other question. Then you were mentioning there's all these desires recorded in the subtle body, and until they're fulfilled, we'll be kind of trapped.
Not to fulfill necessarily, like. We have to fulfill the desire, but I mean, these desires are there and pulling
So unless we practice devotional service, these desires, we have to fulfill all this because we are forced. So, but if we are practicing devotional service, it's been dissolved. Or we are chetodar panam arjanam bhavan, or clean.
They can be removed.
Yeah, also. They can be removed by devotional service. If we don't make new desires, but there is kutam, this disposition, like when we perform a material activity, not only like what we understand as sinful activity, but just a material activity, either it's good or bad from the material point of view. Just by after that activity that's coming from a desire, there is two reactions, like one unmanifested and one manifested. We get the profit, either we do sukarma or we get distress if we do a vikarma, so-called sinful activity. Which everything is sinful, actually, this is not offered to Krishna. But then we also have the psychological disposition to perform the same activity. Like we drink drink a Sprite, we say, okay, just one because it's not good for diabetes, whatever. We just drink. And then the reaction might be, you feel the physical reaction may come later or sooner or later, and it will show in the body. But then we also have the kutam, that psychological disposition, and say, oh, that was very nice. And then we have the remembrance, and we start feeding the desire to drink that Sprite again. And the same with all the activities, good or bad, we create habits. And those. So unless we receive a medicine that can work or cut the root of the activities, of the desires, there is no chance to. We are always going back to the same activities. Ahara nidra vayama itunya. We are keep in those activities. That answer? Or, yes?
Hare Krishna, it's on the heels of what Bhakta Luke was asking. Prabhupada says something like, if we even desire, Jagannath Prabhu said, I think a kalabjamin, he gave the example, Krishna's so kind, he'll give us another material body. So here's the question. If we take it, it's our responsibility to dissolve or let Krishna dissolve our subtle body through chanting Hare Krishna, then that's pretty simple. But then Prabhupada says 16 plus 4, right? And following his orders, you go back. Yeah. Now, myself, I don't know that that would eradicate all of my desires. So is it because the spiritual master is kind that if at the end of death I'm thinking of Krishna, even though I still have tons of material desires, they'd say, okay, well, forget those material desires? Or how does that go?
Yes, Prabhupada gave the example of the sparrow. How is it called? It's in the Bhagavad Gita. Example, I think it's S-P-A. Yeah, sparrow. It's a bird that who's trying to empty the ocean. So our efforts in Krishna consciousness, even by following the four principles and chanting the 16 rounds, we are not going actually even to get prana bhakti by the activities. But those activities may attract the mercy of the Lord in the same way of the effort of the sparrow by trying to empty the ocean because there was a sparrow, she put some eggs in the beach, but the ocean took them, and so she asked the ocean that give me back my eggs, so my children, and the ocean didn't answer. So she said, I will empty the ocean, and she was just a little bird, so she started doing the effort, like every day, sadhana, taking water. So one might say, she was thinking, I will do it. But then she met Garuda, and Garuda was attracted by her efforts. And then she said, don't worry, I will empty the ocean, I will help you. And then Garuda couldn't make it because he's the carrier of the Lord, he's big. And in the same way, our efforts in Krishna consciousness are like the sparrow. Like we are saying, I will conquer material desires. No, I will be free. And we do. And that's nice. We should do it like this. But we understand philosophically, we understand that there is no way to achieve anything because we are very small and material nature is very heavy. But with those activities, we will attract the mercy of the Lord. And then, and the mercy of the spiritual master by following the orders. And then they are powerful. They will say to Krishna, just free this guy. like that. Whatever, it will please the spiritual master or Krishna. They can... We are not powerful enough to take all the... It's not by our effort, that understanding. It's not by our effort. Like I would say, oh, I'm doing so good, now I will cream my desire and then I'm ready to go back home. No, we go home because Krishna and the spiritual master said, yes. No, because we just are following the process, but so tiny we are. In comparison with where we are. We are in an ocean of material existence. So where is the chance of crossing the ocean by swimming? Even if you are an expert swimmer. How many chances do you have? Like from 1 to 100? So there is no chance. But there is a boat there. Someone said, come in. And then you go there. Then... So not by our efforts. But you can attract the mercy in the ocean just by saying, help, 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 and keeping afloat and then taking that help when the help is coming. So we are here, help, no, Krishna, Krishna. Try not by praying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 help, 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 Krishna, Krishna. And sooner or later, no, this call is... Krishna's here, no? He really wants to come with me. It's like a child. The child is crying. And he wants to be with his mother. And his mother said, oh, he's really crying because he wants to be with me, but she's cooking, she's busy. So she said, okay, put a movie for my child. Then they put a movie, and the child said, oh, very nice movie. So he's become peaceful. That's the saying that we are chanting Hare Krishna, and then Krishna sent... fulfill some material desire of us, and then we stop chanting. We're okay. But Krishna will test our sincerity and the spiritual master. We keep chanting. The mother said to the children, okay, I give you a toy. And the child said, no, I want you, mommy. No, okay, I give you a sweet. No, I want you, mommy. I give you your friends. No, I want you, mommy. And so finally, the mother will take the boy and embrace and cook with her in his arms because he's not stopping crying. So in this way we can attract the mercy of the Lord by following the advice of never stop this devotional service and continue. Even if it will take many lives, that's the determination of the devotee. Doesn't matter how long it will take because we cannot force. Krishna is just by love. We cannot force him, like, yeah, I'm practicing so many years, and now... Okay. We may feel like that, but it's not the process, not to force. So when we attract the mercy, we'll come. And we are trying to attract the Lord. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, don't try to see the Lord, but try to act in such a way that he will see you. So we are, the process that Prabhupada gave us is to how to attract the mercy of the Lord by serving his devotees, etc. Okay, we are past on the time, but we can discuss discuss now officially. I have to finish because it's the time. all the devotees have to do some service. Sorry if I took more time. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.